Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour, on location today in Richmond, Virginia, in the old Supreme Court chambers in the Patrick Henry Building. I'm your host, Albert Morales, and this morning's conversation is with Virginia Governor Tim Kaine. Governor, building a new performance leadership system for governing in the 21st century is not an easy task. It requires thinking beyond the traditions and habits that characterize how we work today. Would you tell us about your efforts to improve leaders and employees with the knowledge, skills, and tools that will help them succeed tomorrow? And how do you reward agencies and individuals for performance?
Well, that's a real good question, and that's something that the question of rewards for performance is something that I feel like we've just started to talk about. But we need to do a lot more work on. The way you make this work is you try to hire people who you think kind of get it and already are really passionate about it. And I've been fortunate to be able to convince a lot of great people to come into state government who think this way, who want to do this. And the great news is there were already an awful lot of people in state government who were doing this in their own way, willing to embrace it. That's been exciting. I would say this, that some of the traditional human resource systems you have in public employment need to be rethought along these lines. And, you know, 16 months into the job, I really haven't started doing that yet. I think that's something that we ought to, you know, really contemplate. When I was in local government and city council and mayor, we put in a performance budgeting system where there were individual bonus potentials for agencies that were high performers, but then there was a separate bonus pool for city employees. If the city achieved its three or four top goals, everybody received an equal share of that bonus pool. And I really liked that strategy. I will say that it was abandoned when I was no longer mayor, so somebody else didn't like it. But trying to figure out ways to build in positive incentives, certainly awards and recognition, we're getting good at that. We don't take people for granted so much anymore, and so we do a really moving annual ceremony to recognize high performers. But I think our human relations systems and compensation systems still need some, you know, fresh analysis to determine if it really matches up with a performance-based government. So there's work to be done.
Sounds like some challenges for the next few years.
Yeah.
So along those lines, and we talked about this earlier, the Virginia State Constitution does limit you to 1 4-year
right.
term. So how do you hope to institutionalize some of these management reforms beyond your term as governor?
That is really a concern. You know, I hope one day Virginia will abandon and go to a two-term governor. That will not happen to affect me, and it'll happen sometime. We're the last state in the nation that does not allow a governor to run for reelection, but might be a while. So, right, how do you institutionalize it? Well, one, the council is an institutional voice for, again, long-term planning. That the council has the governor and has legislators. But it also has business sector and other leaders, private sector leaders who are at the table demanding that we perform. And so the council was maybe more needed in Virginia than other states because of the one-term governor to help us focus on the long term. That's one way to try to drive consistency and continuity. The other way is, you know, everybody in a leadership position has, in any organization, has the opportunity to do some things that people will see and say, wow, that's so good. Why would we ever do it any other way? And what you do has merit, it will win the converts who will make sure that you don't backslide. If it doesn't have enough merit to win converts, then there might be backsliding. But if it does have enough merit to get people on board, then you won't backslide. And so that's what I hope to do as governor, is just do some things that are so compelling that after they're done, people would look at it and say, why would we ever do it any differently?
Right, right. Great. Well, you're clearly tackling some very, very big issues and making tremendous progress. I'm curious, have you borrowed some lessons from other states? And more importantly, are you providing inspiration to others?
I've certainly borrowed. Yeah, I'm. You know, being in elected leadership is, you know, plagiarism is a virtue, not a vice. And we all governors. I mean, I go to National Governors Association meetings. We kick around ideas all the time. You know, some of the some states that have Oregon is a state that has done some long term planning. Washington has done some long term planning initiatives. Utah did some long term planning initiatives. A little bit more around a particular topic, which is land use patterns and development. But there's some applicable lessons that you can generalize to state government performance. And so certainly, yeah, learning what others have done. And I hope others look at things that Virginia does and tries to learn from it. I know, again, at NGA meetings and other meetings of governors, you know, I'll often get asked, hey, can you give me a copy of that speech you just gave? Or I hear about this going on in Virginia. You've done some interesting things in the private financing of transportation infrastructure. We're interested in that. Can you share? And so we try to share as much as we can. You know, imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. So we don't mind being flattered. And if we can give people tools that they can use to serve their citizens and they imitate Virginia a little bit, hey, that's great.
That's fantastic. And certainly there's 49 other benchmarks out there that that folks can learn from.
Right.
Now, Governor, you've had a very successful career in public service, first as an attorney, as mayor, lieutenant governor, and now as governor of Virginia. I'm curious, what advice might you give a person who perhaps is out there considering a role in public service?
Well, first, do it. I think in some ways the barriers to public service are getting higher. Financial sacrifice, you know, being in the press, and the press can be a little bit merciless. Hey, we're all going to make mistakes. If you make a mistake in your own personal circle, they will give you the benefit of the doubt. If you're in public life and make a mistake, people don't usually want to give you the benefit of the doubt. So there are a lot of reasons why it can be hard to be in public service, but it is enormously satisfying. You know, I don't have any illusions. People have short attention spans, so a few years after I'm governor, you know, most people will look at me and they won't know I was governor. They'll think I did the weather or something. But I can drive by things in my community that wouldn't be there if it weren't for me. You know, as mayor, I got a bunch of schools built. As governor, I've now seen a college open in a hard-hit part of the state that didn't exist before I really started pushing the idea. I can drive around my city and around my commonwealth for the rest of my life and see things that have my thumbprint on them. That is an enormously satisfying feeling. And so for all the, you know, reasons that make it hard to get into public life, what I would say to anybody is that you can make a mark on your community in a way that will give you a feeling of satisfaction that is very, you know, that's just very powerful.
That is fantastic. So finally, for those who perhaps do not aspire to a career in government but are interested in becoming more engaged with their government, mm-hmm. what advice would you have for this group?
There's a lot of opportunities, more than you might think. I mean, again, the Council on Virginia's Future that we've been talking about, very key role. In fact, it really wouldn't be what it is without the private sector folks who are willing to engage to participate. As governor of Virginia, I've already done in 16 months probably 1,700 appointments of Virginia citizens to boards and commissions, part-time, voluntary, on economic development, education, healthcare, agriculture policy. We get citizens engaged all the time. At the local level, it's the same, whether it's a library board, a PTA, running for school board. There are so many opportunities, you know, for you to engage. I mean, it really is a government by, of, and for the people. I mean, it is of the people. There are opportunities for you to get in and whether you want to spend an hour a week or full time helping your government be more responsive and do the things that you think ought to be done, there's a lot of opportunities for you, and they are also some very satisfying opportunities.
So there's something out there for everyone.
There definitely is. Whatever your interest, there's going to be some area where your talents could be put to use in service to your community.
That's great. Governor, unfortunately, we have reached the end of our hour together. I want to thank you for fitting us into your busy schedule. But more importantly, on behalf of the IBM Center for the Business of Government, I would like to thank you for your dedicated service to Virginia as mayor, lieutenant governor, and now as the 70th governor of Virginia.
Thanks, Albert. It was really good to visit with you today.
This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with Virginia Governor Tim Kaine. As you enjoy the rest of your day, please take time to remember the men and women of our armed and civil services abroad, especially our fellow Virginians who can't hear this morning's show on how we're improving their government, but who deserve our unconditional respect and support. For the Business of Government Hour, I'm Albert Morales. Thank you for listening.
This has been the Business of Government Hour. Be sure to join us every Saturday at 9 a.m. and visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's conversation. Until next week, it's businessofgovernment.org.